Video games or superheroes? This is the question for which genre is going to take over the nerd hierarchy for movies and films. And that is what we're going to answer today with Brandon Klein and your host, Jake Sherbing. Hello, Brandon.
Hello.
You excited for this?
Oh, I'm hyped.
You got an answer? Save it.
Okay. Perfect.
All right. We will answer that question. Is it video games moving forward or superheroes? If you've been following along, you probably already know my answer. All right. Let's get into it. Let's see if Brandon knows the words.
Cue the music.
You got it. Hello, welcome to Don't Evolve Me, the place like Ash, Ketchum, Pikachu, we don't evolve, we just level up. Brandon, hello.
Hello again.
Yes. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's get into it right away. What are you nerding out on, Mr. Brandon?
The last few days, actually, painting for Warhammer.
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing.
We have that podcast coming up real quickly. We got a doubleheader today.
Yep. Good timing.
So, yeah. Painting for Warhammer. I know Tom's been working hard. We've kind of already seen that during the Legend of Stonar when we did that recording. So it was looking good.
Oh, absolutely.
We got a little bit more left, right?
Yeah. I don't know how much more Tom has done, but we'll see.
He has not updated me, so yeah. We're going to have to help him out real quickly. We got less than a month left on that.
Yeah.
What else?
That's pretty much it. I mean, some One Piece and some other random animes that have been coming out. That's about it for the nerding.
Nice. Yeah, One Piece, Dressrosa, yeah. 695, 97, around there. I just know we're getting around the 700 mark.
Arguably my favorite arc in the whole
fighting
show.
With Doflamingo and the infamous Birdcage, and I'm going to leave it at that for those who haven't watched it. But no, it's getting exciting. It's getting hard to, like, not watch it and not do it, because, like, usually... especially the weeks that we don't have Scott, we will watch it because it's it's not as kid appropriate. Honestly, the kids that I go to, like, work with at school, they all watch One Piece and they're barely older than he is.
Right.
And they're like, oh, I'm watching that show too. I'm like, I feel like you shouldn't be, but.
Yeah. Yeah, it can be a little. Edgy,
the words I hear there is worse than the show itself. Yeah, so
absolutely.
Be real. But no, it's getting really good for me. So, and then you just made it to Wano.
Yep. Just arrived.
I think that's the mark where, like, Ro was like, meet me at Wano, and then we'll talk.
Yep, that's what he said.
And I'm like, I got 200 episodes left.
I made it.
I've been really into Fallout 4 lately.
Oh, you went back and started playing again?
I did. I'm doing a melee build. Okay. I'm usually, like, the range distance
Vats
shooter.
Constantly.
Yeah. You know, the rookie safe mode.
Yeah.
I will say the melee mode, it's different because obviously, like, I try not to shoot from distance. I try not to play that style, but I'm so used to it. So, like, when I come up to I was saving Nick Valentine in the vault.
Okay.
And it's one of the first missions for, like, the main storyline. And you have to go into the vaults, and there's a lot of, like, descending. So you have a lot of, like, good sniper moments. And I'm like, this is different because, like, the path to get to everybody, like, the path is all lit up. In order to play that build, you have to, like, sneak around. So I'm just, like, not used to, like, sneaking. But it's really, like, once you get up there, once you get up and close, like, that's the challenge, just getting up and close. Because once you're up and close,
they go down easy.
Pretty easily.
Yeah.
If you sneak attack, you can usually one-shot somebody.
Yeah.
It's like, Cheeto chop! Right on the neck.
It can be satisfying to play stealthily and stuff like that sometimes. Even just like an extra challenge almost on yourself to do something different.
Yeah. That or just melee. I'm such a ranged fighter in these games that melee is...
Yeah, I don't. You don't hear too many people playing those games as melee people.
No, like, but apparently... it's not. But apparently the builds for in those games are... like, you can play melee really good. Oh, they're pretty strong.
I'm sure I could see that not being super balanced and stuff, just because it's not, like, a core aspect of the game.
Exactly. I'm also playing a lot of Dressrosa. I just saw it, so instead of Fallout Shelter on the phone.
Okay.
That's so I'll be, like, watching One Piece. Yep. It's really, I mean, The only thing I don't like about it is, like, once you kind of do the like all the stuff, like, you're kind of just done. Like, once you build it, there's not much to it. It kind of reminds me of, like, a lesser Stardew Valley. Like, it's really easy to get hooked into multiple versions of the game, but once you get to a point, it's like there's not much more you can do.
Right. Oh, yeah, I get that. I've played a lot of Stardew Valley.
Hey, new update.
Yeah, I know.
New story. I still haven't.
I was talking about it, but I'm waiting for his new game, Haunted Chocolatier, to come out.
When's that coming out?
No idea. He keeps pushing it back.
It's fair.
Yeah, he keeps releasing more updates to Stardew Valley, even though he says he's done with it.
I mean, you gotta pay the bills.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's fair. But I love that game. Don't get me wrong. It's hard to want to, after playing so much, to want to go back. Like, some extra NPCs and maybe a different farm that you can start on just isn't quite enough to.
But, like, if you have that itch, it's kind of nice to be like, ooh, what else is there?
That's
kind of like where I'm at.
Yeah, when you do go back, it's nice to have all that extra stuff.
Yeah. So I kind of want to play it. I kind of want to get Sapphire into it, but I feel like if I get her into it, she's going to be
hooked. Yeah, yeah. That is a game that has eaten many hours of my life.
Another phone game I've been hooked on is Pokemon MMO.
Okay.
So I'm trying to get, do you remember where that is?
Yeah, I remember you talking about it.
Yeah, it's all the ROMs from Generation 1 through 5 put together in, like, an MMO game. It's great.
That does sound pretty awesome.
And, like, the game's, like, modified, too, so, like, the gyms are a little bit more tricky. Like, they actually have more...
Like a challenge.
Yeah, like, I just beat Jasmine in Johto. That was the first region I started out on. So I was playing Jasmine. Jasmine's pretty tough. Like, I've always had difficulties facing her.
What does she have?
She has Steelix.
Okay. Steel Pokemon?
Yes.
Okay.
She's in Olivine City in Johto.
Okay.
If you remember. Very little. Okay.
I played mostly a lot of Fire Red and Fire Red mods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's where I was at, and they added, like, Skarmory to her team, which, like, naturally makes sense because it's the other Steel Johto Pokemon, and then another Fortress is the other Steel one. Like, basically the ones that would make sense
right
for the gym. So it's really nice. I would recommend it. If you're a Pokemon fan and you want to, like, have an immersive experience like that, this is, like, the game that, like, Nintendo should have been making.
Yeah, I mean, it is an idea that kind of seems like a no-brainer when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Why haven't they done that yet?
There's a lot of them. Yeah. Like, they just made Fire Red a phone game.
Yep.
And you just sell it for $5, like...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I don't think Nintendo is necessarily, or Pokemon is in the business of video. I don't know. Some of that stuff with their... Specifically Pokemon games. It just seems like it's, like, a given to them. They've taken it for granted for a long time.
Yeah.
Just keep releasing the next game and just rake in the money and never really try to innovate or change anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel that. I'm covering Pokemon so much, but yeah, that is, like, the overwhelming. I think there was a vote. I was doing a couple turns. I'm still doing tourneys for, like, the ultimate Pokemon game. I made it through 4 generations. This tournament's going a lot slower just because I kind of just do it when I have the motivation to do it. But it's less March Madness. It's more just whenever.
Right.
Once we get an actual tournament, then it'll be, like, a daily thing. And I do have Johto done. The rankings and everything done, which I should get your opinion on that, because I don't know how I feel about the seedings sometimes.
Okay.
But, yeah, like, it was a fun game. Pokemon MMO is just one of those... Right now, I'm trying to just build the ultimate team, so I'm trying to get the higher IVs. Mm. So I'm just trying to farm Pokemon so I can have, a competitive team.
Yeah, it feels like it gives you a lot more incentive to make something, like, that strong and kind of go all out when there's actually, like, a challenge. And if, like, there's other people that you're kind of competing against and stuff like that, it really, like, kind of incentivizes you to do that kind of, like, IV training or EV training and stuff like that.
Yeah, because you're showing off to other people, like, you can't just catch a Pokemon and be like, aha, I'm strong now. No, you have to get the right Pokemon with the right natures, IVs.
Yep, train
it's interesting.
Right, yep. Oh, yeah. And it definitely gets a lot more interesting, I think, because there's, like, no point in doing that in most Pokemon games.
Or the Safari Zone that I'm doing for in Johto right now. They Heart Gold, Soul Silver adds a second Safari Zone to the game. And, like, I can get Gen 4, Gen 5, Gen 3 Pokemon within that Safari Zone, which makes sense because you think Safari, you think different region.
Right, exactly.
So, pretty cool. Let's get into the news.
It's time for a news quickie. Oh, yeah.
Think Wow. Frank Grillo, Crossbones from the MCU, is crossing over to DC to work with James Gunn. He's going to be in the new Peacemaker Season 2 as Rick Flagg Sr.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's the new rumor of the day.
I want my immediate response is just why?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we need a Rick Flagg Sr.?
Yeah.
And especially presumably an important role. But the first season of Peacemaker was so good, and so was Suicide Squad, that I'm here for it.
Just so we know, this is a new continuity.
Yes.
So Peacemaker season 2 is supposed to be in separate from season 1.
Yeah, season 2 is part of the new universe, right?
Yeah.
But the stuff before is not.
Somehow.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. However, if we do carry on the story from season 1 in Suicide Squad, that would be interesting because Peacemaker did kill Rick Flagg Jr. So it's a possible interesting
revenge story or something like that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not interesting because revenge is always the easy. It seems like the obvious storyline here, but it's James Gunn.
Right.
So.
Right. I didn't expect transforming butterflies in the first season either. So.
Or the dance sequence in the beginning.
Yeah. So good.
Do you really want to taste it? It's good. All right. Moving on. This is the big one. Rolf Isner has just been cast as Galactus in the new Fantastic Four film.
Who?
Rolf Isner, I believe is his name.
Who is that? Who is he in?
He was in Guardians of the Galaxy. He's like a random person. I don't really know much about him.
Okay.
Rolf Inesson. Okay, my bad. I wrote that wrong.
Okay, I have seen him before.
Yeah, he looks really familiar. He was in Chernobyl, The Green Knight. He was in Harry Potter.
Okay, that's probably.
He was in Game of Thrones as Dagmar. I recognize him.
Yeah, I definitely recognize him. Nothing's like shooting out at me like, oh, that's that guy. But I've definitely seen him before.
Not who I imagine as Galactus, but like looking at his face, I'm like that. See, he looks like Galactus.
I feel like it's probably got a lot to do with the voice.
That too.
It'd be very Thanos-like, I assume.
Yeah.
As far as like the underlying features are still there, but it's a different, you know, he's not Galactus as a human, so
just the booming nature of Galactus. I don't know. I'm interested. I feel like that film is part of
he's not a giant space cloud. So that's a good start.
We should save this because this goes into actual topic. All right, one last thing. John Malkovich. I recognize the name. I recognize him, but I don't like
being John Malkovich.
Yeah, he's going to be in it.
Who is he playing?
Don't know.
Okay. Well, I love just John cast. Malkovich. He's great.
Yeah.
He's one of the greats.
And then last little bit, One Piece. The Elbaf, right?
Elbaf.
Elbaf arc.
Yeah, ELBAF.
Yes, I wrote this. I wrote Ed Graff. It was wrong.
Are you really a One Piece fan?
And I remember Elbaf. My bad. You know what state I was. I told you. The rumor is it's going to be starting in November 2024, but it is possible that it's delayed. It's part of the final saga. It might be the final arc as well.
Yeah. I mean, he's been talking about how it's going to be coming to an end soon, which I think is probably like good, as much as I love the show and I would love for it to go on forever, but I'd rather get an actual ending than not have an ending.
I think an ending would be good. I like the fact that I'm watching it and being able to catch up at the end, knowing that there is an ending.
Right.
I feel like it like gives purpose. It's not like, oh, it's forever going. It's just, it doesn't have. One Piece has always been that show that I always feel like it's working towards a great ending, but there's just so much great story to be told.
Absolutely.
Like you're telling an epic life, an epic tale from beginning to end, almost.
I'd say there's kind of a similar thing with Hunter x Hunter, which is also like one of my top five.
Hunter times Hunter?
Hunter x Hunter. top five for sure, easily. There's like 300 episodes, and the creator of the manga had stopped writing for a long time before the show even ended, so it doesn't really, like, it doesn't have an ending per se, but it does, like, end at the end of, like, an arc that is
okay.
pretty sufficient as an ending. Like, it feels like it could be an ending, even though there's definitely still a lot more story to be told. So at least it has that. But I understand that feeling of, like, because even going into it knowing that it didn't end.
Yeah,
it's kind of hard, but it is still so great.
It's like watching Game of Thrones now and trying to convince someone to watch Game of Thrones. It's like, the story is amazing. It just ends really, like, no
You'll
one
be
likes
so mad
standing.
When it's over that you regret
You'll
watching.
You'll be mad because it should have been better. Yep. It's almost like, should I even watch it? They're like, you should.
I don't remember the last time I told somebody to watch Game of Thrones. To be honest,
it's a five show up until season seven.
But
I know
it's so hard
to
even try to.
It becomes a three. It becomes popular. Yeah. All right. Should we get into our main story?
Sure.
Our main focal point. The big question: superheroes or video games? I think the big question about this too. This is like the first one I wrote up. And I feel like this is a good way to judge this. What are you more excited for moving forward? Of everything that's like potentially could come out, so like what do we look forward to?
I'll be honest. There's one movie I'm looking forward to.
Okay.
And that's Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yep.
Aside from that, there isn't really any, especially in the superhero realm, anything that I'm like super hyped about. I guess I'd say maybe like the Batman 2, but then that got pushed back another year, and I'm kind of getting the feeling that that might not even happen after that amount of time. It might not.
Well, that's the thing. Like, superheroes outside of The Boys season 4, which I would put on that list of something I'm ecstatic about.
I was thinking movies, but yeah.
Yes. Invincible season 3, whenever that does drop. Outside of that, though, there really isn't much for superheroes outside of Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yep.
Which
is the biggest superhero movie to come out since like Endgame, probably.
Yeah.
Maybe No Way Home.
Potentially.
At least the hype around it.
It's starting to get hyped. And Marvel's talking about how they made a mistake and how the line. Deadpool is going to be Marvel Jesus is like kind of factual. Like this is they're leaning on Deadpool and Ryan Wilson.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds
killing it.
Like they're leaning on him to like essentially get people hyped for the MCU, get hype for X-Men. Mm-hmm. And I even wrote on here too, like, is X-Men the answer?
I don't know how you even. The hype, the time, it's hard to, like, even be excited for it with everything else that's happened already. Because, like, what do we get into, you know? Like, in the world has just become so convoluted in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
There's just so much, and everything has to, like, somehow make sense with each other.
I feel like they made a mistake by not leaning into the world building that Endgame left.
Yep.
Because it was exciting. Like 5 years, people had a time skip of 5 years. So you have one half of the population essentially being traumatized for the fact that like they lost their loved ones. They had to live with that reality. Or it's the trauma of being misplaced.
Like you come back 5 years later and now what do you do?
And Falcon and Winter Soldier kind of teased the idea. No Way Home, Far From Home teased the idea. WandaVision also, like, they teased the idea, but they never really like
dove into it,
dove deep. And I feel like it would have been big dang cats but like it would have been better if they would have like dove in, or if there would have been a TV series like right afterwards just dealing with that,
the fallout.
I feel like everything they do just it barely worked it off, like off each other. Every film, every TV show just felt very isolated. And like
in like a bad way. Like, I don't even think, because I feel like part of the problem was that maybe they should have went for more of like a comic book style world where not necessarily everything needs to like interact with each other. You know, there's some like plausible deniability. As far as what I was saying, just basically, I think putting themselves, trying to expand the roster so much and have everything still be in the same like universe slash world, I think kind of set them up for failure in a way, because everything needs to have consequences in something else with the way that they kind of so closely interlocked everything, to where when we have like a movie like the Immortals, it just feels like it does feel so isolated and not connected because it's not being forced into every other movie.
But it was such a, should have been a world shattering movie.
Exactly.
It's almost like a Phase 2 problem. Mm. You know, like Phase 2 kind of had that issue where I think we watched, I don't know, we didn't watch Thor together, but I remember watching Thor and talking about this at the time, where like, it's like, where are the Avengers?
Yeah.
You know, like the universe is potentially ending here. Mm. But it, like, that's what the movie was trying to sell us. But it's like, okay, well, Iron Man's not here.
Right. Must not be that big of a deal.
Yeah. I mean, Captain America isn't here. The government isn't, like, it's a side adventure, but it's not a side adventure. Whereas, like, Guardians of the Galaxy 3 wasn't part of this, like, larger story. It was their story. Mm. And that's another I feel like Marvel struggles just telling, at least lately, just great stories about the on heroes that we had.
Yeah. Individually that sit, you know, that aren't banking on, like, what's going to happen in the future or the impact it's going to have in the MCU, just like good middle ending and beginning.
I think the only movies that really did that was Spider-Man No Way Home on top of Black Panther Wakanda Forever.
Still haven't seen that one.
It's good.
Yeah.
I put it in the great tier. I think it's a great movie.
What about Guardians?
Oh, Guardians is there too. Yeah. Guardians is a great individual tell. But the movies that like felt like should have been a bigger crossover, like Doctor Strange, like it was great, but it wasn't like the movie. It wasn't this universe. There wasn't like this big of like we're not really revolving into anything. And Ant-Man 3 was supposed to do that.
I haven't seen that one either. That's just where my Marvel life has been.
It wasn't great. Yep. You would have watched it and been like, wow, that was trash, because it pretty much was. It was very CGI heavy. It was like, hey, we're going to introduce Kang as this great threat, but like they never treated and respected him as this great threat. Mm. So, I don't know. Superheroes, they're falling off a little bit, but I think Marvel knows that. They just admitted this week that they made a huge mistake, that they were just making content to make content. They weren't trying to make great content.
I think I heard something about them saying that they were going to try to go back to like 2 movies a year or something like that.
Yeah. Again.
But I feel like they said that a few years ago too.
2 movies a year, 2 to 3 movies a year. I think they said 2, and then like a TV show here and there.
Yeah,
and I think that's the best. I think that's the best strategy. Withdraw a little bit,
And only release good stuff,
great stuff.
Yeah, great stuff. Yeah,
they've been like, I can't even say Phase 4 and Phase 5 is utterly that bad. It's just
meh.
Like, it's not a reason to watch it. Good is not good enough anymore. We're not starving for superhero content.
That is absolutely the truth.
So, but yeah, the whole superhero is falling. We're in this weird break now. We only have 1 MCU project, maybe 2 if a TV show gets announced. Mm. We have Deadpool, Wolverine. It looks like it's going to be great.
Yes. Yeah.
It looks like it's going to bring him back. If it isn't great and it's trash,
oh man, that, yikes. Then Marvel is just done, right?
I don't think it's done, but it's on life support.
Yeah, it's hard to recover from that. This is like all the stars aligning. Hugh Jackman back as Wolverine. It's everything everyone wanted.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't work, then I don't know what could possibly work. It's not going to be some new Fantastic Four.
No, and that's where we get to DCEU. Mm-hmm. You know, James Gunn. James Gunn just released The Pitcher. You should look it up if you haven't already. He just released the picture of the new Superman in the costume. I'm completely blanking on the actor's name who's playing him. With Metropolis in the background, and there is a laser, a sky beam, but not technically a sky beam because it's not straight in the air, but it is a sky beam of sorts, of a laser shooting out from the ground out of the sky, and you see Superman putting on his suit.
Okay, I see.
And it's hype.
Yeah. Yeah. That looks good. The suit looks good. He looks like a Superman.
It does. It kind of looks kind of cheap, but also looks practical. So I like the practicality of it.
Yeah.
Let's lay out superheroes in video games. Like, let's lay it out and compare. Okay. So right now we'll start out with superheroes. We have the MCU universe. So right now, Deadpool, Wolverine, Captain America 4, eventually Daredevil, Thunderbolts movie, and then the big potential Kang movie. Or Avengers
that.
5.
Yeah, I thought they scrapped the Kang thing entirely.
No, they're potentially recasting Kang.
Okay.
So he's going to be a part. I keep hearing rumors that he's going to be a part of it, that he's still going to be like the main antagonist, but he might share the spotlight too with maybe like Doom.
Yeah. I mean, I love Dr. Doom. I just hope he's not like shoehorned in as a fix. I don't know. It's one of those things, you can't have Dr. Doom without like an established Fantastic Four first.
Well, that's coming too. Fantastic Four is also, I didn't write it down, but that's the big movie. And I do have really high hopes for Fantastic Four. I mean,
I don't know. The question comes up, like, does anyone even just care about the Fantastic Four anymore?
I kind of do. I mean, they have Pedro Pascal.
Yeah.
He is the ultimate dad.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying like the Fantastic Four as like a superhero team. They're very much like from the 60s.
Yeah.
Like even in the comics, they were like abandoned for long periods of time. Like,
well,
just like forgotten about. Like, yeah, these are kind of too old. Nobody cares about the Fantastic Four anymore.
Well, let's let's realize how this works, right?
Okay.
We don't care. Media doesn't care until we have a reason to care.
Yeah.
Think Fallout.
That's fair.
The TV show. Fallout was kind of dying a little bit. Bethesda was kind of dying a little bit, right? Then out of nowhere, Fallout, the show, comes out. There was some hype. It wasn't super hype. It wasn't like the show that we were looking forward to. But it was up there. It was like, oh, this might be good. Fallout comes out. It's fantastic. It's amazing. I rated it a 4+, like really up there. Fallout became one of the most like highly sold out games in the last month. It was one of the most streamed games, one of the most like, I'm seeing Fallout content everywhere now because of the show. Fallout is now in when it wasn't 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, I feel like, Fantastic Four. If they make a great movie, the audience will then be there. If you make it, they will come.
I agree to an extent. But you could say the same thing about any of the other franchises in Marvel.
That's fair.
You know, Fantastic Four. I was just saying, like, there's just like a whole lot of hype on the name Fantastic Four when it really just doesn't mean anything anymore, in my opinion.
Yeah, but I think the name is there.
Yeah.
And I think if you do make a great movie, as long as it's a 4+, I think the audience will be there, and I think the hype moving forward will be certainly there. I will agree, though, I don't think there is much hype for the Fantastic Four.
I think most of the hype, for me personally, for the Fantastic Four, it would be more just for Doctor Doom than for actual Fantastic Four. I think
Galactus, man.
And Galactus is a crazy villain, but I don't find him all that interesting.
Yeah,
he is kind of one track. Well,
the concept is kind of, but I do the more complexities that he isn't actually a villain. He's just a
force in the universe.
Yeah, he just needs planets to eat, man.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so I mean, it's interesting, but it's also not like, I don't know. He's not the most like charismatic or the most like, I don't hear anybody say their favorite villain is Galactus.
It's fair. That is fair. Though I feel like there is Fantastic Four fanboys that might name them, but they're older.
Yeah, right. And people that were in the,
we are now in the demographic, the target demographic, the millennials. Fantastic Four is kind of, we remember the early 2000s movies.
Yep.
So I do think there's an audience. I do think there's an audience. If it is great, there will be hype.
Yep.
Same with the X-Men.
Yeah.
X-Men 97 has been a hit.
Yeah, I think the X-Men has more on its name at this point than the Fantastic Four.
So let's continue on, because we have the MCU, we have the DCEU, technically, and all the 2000 movies before that, as well as the Spider-Man films, all the X-Men franchise. This is like everything that's come out.
Yeah, yeah.
But moving forward, we have the DCU, we have the DCU, we have The Boys, Season 4 onward, Invincible, Season 3 onward, Gen V, Season 2,
yeah,
I think they are continuing.
Are they still continuing with that?
Yep.
I'd be curious to see where that goes without so many, like, if it's going to turn into more of a, like, kind of crossover with The Boys, or because they just, like, so many characters now.
The... Yeah, the two, I forget their names. The Sam, the crazy one,
and
then the Kate.
Yep.
Those two were in the trailer for
The Boys. Yeah, The Boys.
I think it'll be more crossover, but I think they'll be in their own territory for spinoff. Mm. They'll be doing with their own thing.
Can I also just say another side note that who would have guessed in 2024 that Amazon would be the one killing it in the superhero genre?
I don't think anyone.
Yeah.
And the delivery service?
Yeah, TV shows in general. I mean, Fallout, that Amazon as well.
Yeah, they're killing it.
Yeah.
Who would have thought? They're leading the way right now.
Yeah.
They're beating Disney, I would say. Yeah, because like we're in a gap year. We're in a gap year for MCU. We're in a gap year for DCU. Because DCU is another one that's like could potentially bring back the reins. Because you have Superman. This is James Gunn.
Yeah, I know. But it's just like, I don't know anybody that's like fans of DC anymore.
I mean, I'm pretty hyped.
Yeah.
We're also in a gap year. Yeah. We will get hyped next year. But we also do have Joker and Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
And that looks interesting.
I am excited to see that. I was a big fan of the Joker, but it's. I mean, it is DC, but it's also kind of not quite the same. It's definitely not a superhero movie.
So, I think the way we're laying out superheroes right now, MCU is in a gap year. We have Deadpool and Wolverine, which could very much take that attention back onto superheroes. We have DCU coming out next year with more Marvel stuff, but it's going to take a while for Marvel to kind of get in the gear, even if Deadpool is a success. We do have The Boys season 4, which will, if The Boys season 4 and Deadpool both land, which I think at least The Boys will, the hype for superheroes will slowly come back. We will slowly want more, but it really depends on 2025. Does Superman, is it going to land? Is it going to be a hit? Is Creatures Commando going to be a hit? Is Peacemaker season 2 going to be a hit? Is The Boys going to continue their dominance? Invincible, all these shows.
Right.
Whereas video games, we're now in a gap year. I already made this argument that video games, the new video game era has taken over.
Yep.
But let's lay it out. We have Fallout recently. We are confirmed season 2 is coming out, as well as Last of Us is here. So it's season 1, and that was a huge hit. Season 2 is being filmed currently. We have Twisted Metal. Season 1 was a hit, surprisingly. I didn't think it was going to be good. It was great. Season 2 is going to be coming out shortly. Five Nights at Freddy's wasn't good, but it was a hit.
Yeah, I think it was good for the people that were really big fans of Five Nights at Freddy's.
Sonic has been huge this year. Knuckles just came out.
I haven't heard very good things about Knuckles.
I heard it was okay. I heard it was good. But Sonic 3 with Shadow, Keanu Reeves playing Shadow.
Many times you have Keanu Reeves attached to you.
But let's look at the future, too. We have the season 2s of Last of Us and Fallout. We have God of War potentially coming out through Amazon.
That would be cool.
The Zelda movie.
Yeah.
Mario's second film. Nintendo in general. On top of Halo, which is kind of eh. Castlevania and Arcane, which are both been told. I've been told they're great.
You know, out of like all of these shows that you've listed, Castlevania is like one of the only ones I've seen.
Yeah?
Yeah. It is good. It is really good. The animation's good.
And then there's, I think I missed out, Gran Turismo, Mortal Kombat, or other ones that were recently released. You're behind, man.
I haven't seen any of these except for Castlevania.
So like the question is...
Well, I did see the Mario movie. I did watch that one.
Yeah. And, like, Nintendo has a huge... Like, I feel like Nintendo could easily make a movie universe that we would all be into.
Yeah, I think if the quality keeps up.
I mean, if you get a good Zelda movie, you bring in Sonic.
My question is... Well, Sonic's not really Nintendo. But Zelda movie, animated or live action?
I think it's going to be live action. It should be animated.
Yeah, it should be animated. That's what I think.
It should be.
It should have some really stylized...
For one reason.
3D animation.
Which is why I said Sonic. Because they have one big film that they could do that would be huge.
Smash Brothers.
Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
Like, would you not be hyped for that movie if they built it up like the Avengers?
I don't know. I guess I've never, like, played any of the, like campaigns or anything. So I don't even know if there's even is there even a story at all. Or
there, like the first one is like it's you know a child's imagination, okay. And like it's the hand, Master Hand, controlling everyone as puppets.
Okay.
So there's like that basic storyline, like
Lego movie style.
Yeah. There's also the fact that like you could you don't have there isn't a single story you really have to adapt.
Yep.
You could make your own Super Smash Bros. Movie. You can make it like villains versus heroes. You can make it like this other threat.
You just have it like Mortal Kombat style, where they all come into a different world and have to fight as champions.
Exactly. And like there's so many different like I feel like movies you can make. You could make a specific Mario Kart movie if you wanted to.
Yep.
You could make a Luigi's Mansion movie if you wanted to.
I think that one probably would have the most interest.
Luigi's Mansion?
Yeah.
Just because Charlie
it's
Day.
Like, yeah, just because it's like that and like actually has a really cool, interesting premise, kind of spooky and, you know, ghosts and just different.
Yeah. So the way I look at this is like I think it's kind of a toss-up. I do think video games have kind of taken over. I think executives are looking at Fallout, and I think for both producers of like the films and the video games, they're looking at this like, oh, there is a huge market, not just for films, but for video game boost. And I know companies are looking at this. They're like, what IP do we have? What can we buy? What can we sell? How can we get like creators who know the games, who know the fan base, and actually to deliver the story that people want? Because Fallout is Fallout to a T. Last of Us is Last of Us to a T. And everything they added extra is like arguably better. Like it's lore that like I'm like, yes, give me new lore because it's respecting the franchise. Twisted Metal was just fun.
Yep.
And I like the fact that these we're finally getting video game adaptations that respect the fan base, respect the game, and make it that game.
And we weren't talking about Halo in this, right?
Oh no, Halo's the example of like what
not to do. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It's kind of like the old school Mario movie example.
Halo arguably was always bigger than Fallout.
Yeah,
at least the peak of Halo. Yeah,
definitely at the peak. I don't think very many people care about Halo.
No.
They killed that franchise pretty good.
They did. But like, it wasn't like Fallout's like that better. It just kind of has like that staying power. It's not overdone. We're kind of dying for more Fallout at this point because there's so space in between where Halo kind of just... They're two different games. You can make a Halo game easier than a Fallout game.
Yeah, yeah.
Just by the nature of RPG shooter.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, because it's more... Yeah.
But I will say, like... Followed it right. They made the game. And now there's this huge hit. There's this huge boom. Content creators prior to the Kendrick Drake beef. It was all Fallout. And I think there is, since this is a gap year, if Marvel fumbles the bag, if the boys fumbled the bag, do we give a shit about superheroes? We would have to have something amazing to happen for us to really buy in.
Yeah, I do agree that, I mean, if like Wolverine fails, Deadpool Wolverine fails, and the boys / Invincible.
We'll say the boys, because Invincible already had its 2024.
That's fair. This year, yeah.
So if the boys happen to fail, I don't think it's happening. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
But if it does.
I also realistically don't see Deadpool and Wolverine failing.
Right, but that's the thing. Every superhero project has gone down.
Yeah.
The boys, unless it ends.
Yeah, I mean, eventually it won't be able to keep up forever. That's for sure.
It will have to die, or it would have to die slowly.
Yeah. And
just like the Marvel's dying slowly.
Ideally, realistically, I don't know what their plans are, but maybe one more season. I think 5 seasons is kind of like the perfect number for most shows.
It just feels like the potential. Or the
penultimate.
The penultimate. Season.
Yeah, I think 5 seasons is a good amount for most shows. Once you start getting a little bit further than that, things start to get messy. I can't think of too many shows. I mean,
it feels like a 5 season.
Coming from somebody that has watched all of Supernatural multiple times. We gotta, five we gotta, seasons is perfect.
We gotta save it for the boys preview that we're doing soon.
Yeah.
I say we because I just added you into it.
Oh yeah, I'm in.
So yeah, all right. My answer to this is I think there is. Let's answer the final question and we'll close out.
Okay.
And the question is, what's going to take place moving forward? Is it going to be superheroes, or is it going to be video game adaptations? The way I see it is, I think there's going to be a huge shift to video game adaptations. I think in the next year, we're getting waves of announcements that are going to be pushed for franchises in the video game realm. I think businesses see too much. What's happening with Fallout, what's happening with Last of Us, and I think they're very much like, yes, this is what we want. However, I do think there is a chance this year and next year for superheroes to come back. I don't think they're going to take over again.
No, I don't think we'll ever get back to the place that we were in during, you know, Infinity War. But I
do think there's a chance that it becomes Star Wars. In the sense that it will always be around.
Yeah.
It will be hype in the moment.
I don't think that we'll ever just not have superhero movies anymore. Mm. I think it'd take a lot for that to just completely fall off. Even if they're rebooting Batman again in 5 years, I don't see that that'll ever just be completely gone.
No.
The other question with the video game thing, though, is what's going to stop the video game adaptations from just going the same way, just becoming way over abundant and not good and rushed and just cash grabs?
I don't think it's going to stop unless capitalism itself stops. Yep. I don't think that's going to be the case. But I think of this as like the Western genre and now the superhero genre and the young adult. Like eventually it's going to be overdone and done to death and it's going to die. Because that's what we see in most genres.
Yep.
We kind of like even early 2000s and all the raunch comedies. We don't get those anymore because we kind of done them to death.
Yeah.
That and the times change. So I think... I think the video game era is going to have its run, and I'm excited for it. I'm here for it. I think that's where we're headed to. I hope superheroes come back and it stays like it is. You know, Star Wars. Hopefully, Game of Thrones can be in that.
Star Wars can take a break for a little while.
I mean, it's good.
The only way I'm ever going to get back into Star Wars is if they do like take a break for a long time and I'm able to watch everything.
Watch Andor.
Yeah, you keep saying that.
But. Me and Donald just did our review for Rogue One. So much better after watching Andor.
Yeah.
Probably because I understand Cassian Andor, the character now, whereas I did not understand him the first time watching it through.
Okay.
So, Star Wars is...
We don't need to
they're going to ramp it up we don't more.
We don't need to get into our Star Wars debate that we get into every time, I suppose.
That is fair.
Right. I do have a question for you, though.
Yes.
So you're talking about video game adaptations. What video game do you think would be the best, or do you want to see as an adaptation the most?
What video game that I want to see?
Yeah, that has.
Oh, I've been. I talked about this last time too.
Yeah.
I think God of War would be great.
Yeah.
I think that'd be
off the table because you mentioned it. So that'd be a huge hit. Your own brainchild that you haven't heard anything.
The
about.
The one that I have, and I've listed it.
Okay.
It's the last thing I listed in questions. Mass Effect.
I should have known you would say that.
I just think there's... I know you don't like sci-fi superheroes. We talked about this before. I think Mass Effect has that realm that it can get into that it can almost take Star Wars out.
Yeah. It has...
And Star Trek.
There's been a lot of franchises that have definitely been attempting that, especially lately, and I don't think any of them have even come close.
I think Mass Effect, if done correctly, like HBO show... Amazon show and they get the Mass Effect feel for it, I think they can do it. I also think, I already said this, Nintendo.
Yeah.
I think Nintendo's the best bet.
Yeah. I will say this about the Nintendo though. Those are like, it's like all kind of kids Child. Movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I think it can be a lot of fun and stuff like that, but there's not.
But what was Marvel?
Yeah. But there's a little different translation between like adult superheroes and literal like Kirby.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. I don't know. I think if I look at like what can be the next MCU, I think Nintendo.
Yeah, as far as like a major franchise, I mean, I could see that just like interlocking and stuff. They have all the IPs and stuff like that already that they
exactly.
need.
So I think it would be Nintendo or Nintendo in, as whole. Otherwise, Mass Effect, Red Dead Redemption. I think we can have great stories. I can't think of like one franchise on the top of my head that's not already like a franchise of sorts that can really take the MCU mold.
I don't think it would have any chance to take on like the MCU, but if I had to pick, I think I would choose something from FromSoft, like Dark Souls.
Dark Souls?
And see that in like a live action, dark, maybe like gritty, like, some sort. It would be interesting. It would have to figure out a way to kind of adapt the idea of like a character that just keeps dying over and over again, kind of. But I think done the right way would be a very interesting
world. That would be a good take.
I mean, the worlds and like the lore and stuff like that is so crazy in all those games. I'm really a big fan of the dark gothic kind of.
I think that could
Lovecraftian
be
style.
Game of Thrones like, where it takes over like Fallout right now and Last of Us are taking over in like the Game of Thrones space, where it's kind of taking the medium, but it's not Marvel in that aspect where it's like this huge franchise. It's just a great show that everybody decides to watch.
It definitely would be its own thing. I feel like I'd foresee it as almost. I mean, have you seen Samurai Jack? I know that's a cartoon.
Yes.
But like not a lot of talking, mostly just about the visuals and you know music and that kind of stuff, the score, and just like a visual experience, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah,
I think that would be pretty cool. Big Dark Souls, FromSoft fan, Bloodborne,
so
any of the franchises, Elden Ring.
So you think Dark Souls that would be the meeting?
I would get hyped for that. God of War is probably the other one that I would get hyped for. Can't really think of too many other like video games.
Red Dead Redemption. Red Dead Redemption would be weird. It'd be full circle for Red Dead Redemption because it'd be like, hey, Western video game. Western video game adaptation. That's right, guys. We're bringing the Western back.
I will say that like Red Dead Redemption is already like almost a movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like some of those games that are like so linear and story-based that it's almost like, why do you need to make this into a movie when you've already got like a 16-hour version of it that...
Yeah, I mean, like, Last of Us was like that, too.
Yeah, but I guess they at least told a different story, kind of.
No, it was the same story.
Yeah.
It was... Last of Us says you can do it.
Yeah.
And also, I feel like Red Dead Redemption...
Last of Us, so...
It's good. Watch it. All right. Well, I have nothing more on this. My answer is I think it's going to be a shared, but I think video games are going to take hold.
Yeah. I could see a big boom in video game stuff. I mean, we're already obviously seeing it with Fallout and Twisted Metal, and you know, it's a slow start, but it'll pop off, I'm sure.
For sure. All right. Thank you, Brandon. I will see you in the next episode, which will be airing next week after this episode.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, guys. Check us out on TikTok and all the social medias. And, yeah, we're out.
Goodbye.
Surprise. We're back because Tom's here. We're doing a double header. We're talking Warhammer soon. That's going to be next week for you guys. But, Tom, I wanted your weigh in on this. Superheroes versus video games.
Sure.
Moving on forward, in your opinion, what do you think Hollywood's going to focus on more? What's going to be the prime focus, and what are we going to get moving on?
I think we are moving into video games. I think we're moving into the video game territory. Last of Us and Fallout have, I think, shown that they can be successful and popular for people even that haven't played the games.
Exactly, yeah.
And I really think Marvel's dying. Marvel's on the way out. They hit their stride. They got their money. I think people are getting so inundated with it that they're getting a little sick of it.
Yeah, and then we were talking about this too early in the podcast because there's been a lot of news. Marvel has pretty much openly admitted that they fucked up, that they messed up, and that they are taking their course of humble pie and trying to move forward with less content but great content. And there is a lot more hype for Deadpool and Wolverine. Me and Brandon kind of just talked about how if this movie doesn't hit, if this movie is a stinker, if it's a 3- or under, that the MCU might be dead.
Yeah.
And
if you can't make Deadpool happen by itself, there's no hope for you.
Yeah, and you get to throw Hugh Jackman Wolverine in there and you still can't make it work, then you're missing out. Yeah.
But everything seems promising for that movie.
Oh, I hope so.
It's hard to imagine that movie being bad.
Yeah.
But we don't know because
we haven't seen it yet.
We talked to Ant-Man, me and you, Ernie and Ro. We talked about those movies and everything moving forward, and those they were Bad. Very disappointing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ant-Man in particular, we were like, I didn't think that could be that bad.
I don't know if I recall a single good movie after, was it, what was the last in the Thanos?
Endgame?
I don't think there was a good one after Endgame.
No Way Home. Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Yeah,
Guardians was good.
I think Black Panther, I know you disagree.
Oh, Wakanda Forever?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was...
So I would say Doctor Strange is kind of in the middle.
I was so disappointed by that movie.
You were?
I had such high hopes. Sam Raimi is like one of my favorite directors. Evil Dead, my favorite horror movies ever made. Doctor Strange, like one of my favorite superheroes, seemed like a match made in heaven, and that movie was just a complete disappointment.
I feel like it depends where your expectation is. That movie had like 4+, 5- expectations, and it was a 3+. So like
3+.
As I watch it now, going back, I'm like, it's not bad, but it's definitely not in that, like, it's not great.
No.
So, video games for you, Tom.
Yeah.
Brandon asked this question. What video game series do you think could potentially become the MCU version or DCU version of video games? Ooh. Or the next, like, Star Wars or Game of Thrones? Game of Thrones isn't, like... Like Fallout is now. You could argue Fallout is like Game of Thrones in that regard. Like the next series that everybody is into and is just a talking point week to week.
I think they could make, if they did it right, they could make The Elder Scrolls a very good series. That could be very Game of Thrones-esque with that medieval magic, high magic setting.
You guys are all in
on this. And you have like so much area to go through. You know, there's how many different, countries and states that are there, Cyrodiil and Morrowind and Skyrim. And
time.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, just a huge amount of time.
Like, Fallout was like that, too. You have 200-plus years to work with, whereas Elder Scrolls has, what, centuries?
Oh, yeah.
If not millennials?
Yeah, I think they have...
Millenniums, yeah.
There's, like... multiple eras of time. Like, I think they break it down into like eras where it's, 500 to 1,000 years and, pre Tiber Septim and the Empire. And yeah, there's lots that you could do with it.
Well, I think Todd Howard is probably going to be a lot more willing to make a Elder Scrolls series now after the success of Fallout, especially if you get the right person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jonathan Nolan was the perfect person for Fallout. Because he was a fan who knew how to make Fallout for the TV screen. I said Mass Effect.
I was thinking that, but like when you started saying like next MCU level one, I was like, I don't think Mass Effect had enough behind it to do that.
Jake added that part. That wasn't an original question.
I was going to say Mass Effect would make a really cool sci-fi series too.
Yeah. I will say Nintendo is the next MCU for my... I think Nintendo becomes that level.
It could be. Yeah, I think of the Mario movies.
And I know you said it's more made for kids, but I'm like, that's why. I think it's going to be the next MCU. Because kids love Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then...
I don't remember what I said.
Dark Souls.
Yeah.
I blinked.
Yeah. I remember. Because my original thought was just what video game you'd want to see as an adaptation.
Oh, gotcha. What you want to see.
And the world and lore and stuff in all of the FromSoft games is awesome.
Yeah, anything that has a pretty deep lore behind it, would make a pretty good movie.
Agreed. I do. Fallout, though, was like prime to be this great series. So much lore. It's fun. It's not serious.
Mm-hmm.
Like Last of Us has like that serious like post-apocalypse. Like it's very story driven. Fallout's just fun lore.
Almost,
fun locations.
Almost a bit parody in some senses of like
the idea of
like an apocalyptic world and stuff like that. I haven't played a lot of Fallout.
I wouldn't say it's a parody.
Right.
But I think
not like
it
a direct parody, but
it's a lighter hearted version
of
what an apocalypse is.
Mm.
It's still serious, but it's like...
Right, it's an apocalypse.
For fun about it. So, all right, Tom, thank you.
Problem.
All right.
Yes.
We are officially out. No more surprises. Bye-bye now.